Welcome home.
Thank you. I feel like home.
Yeah, I ought to be home wherever you go.
Brother. Love you, brother.
I sure do.
Please take me.
That was what I was going to say when I got out here. I was going to actually. That's what I feel like at home.
Amen.
I'm not going to take my shoes off, but I feel like home.
You do, we will.
You know, when you feel like home, there's some things that you still don't do. Right?
That's right.
There you go. You're not at home. So. Thank God for His love and mercy.
Amen.
I feel really welcomed, and I sure appreciate that.
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. And so we've been on a journey since Saturday. We left Virginia to go to North Carolina and get to get on the airplane and get up this way. And so we've had a great time of fellowship. And so that's what it's all about. And I believe this is like heaven to me. When we get all around one another and like precious faith, and you know, we can take our coats off and, you know, feel like we're a part of the family. Amen. So that's what we're meeting one another all the time and getting to know the bride of Christ. Amen. So we're thinking about several things here tonight the Lord's laid on our heart. And it was amazing. I you know how you are when you go somewhere else. You're not at home in a way, so you're a little nervous. And so we preached Sunday morning and preached Sunday night. And so, you know, Brother David didn't have enough time to give a testimony in between the services, but he gave a testimony after the service. And I said, if I just knew what was going on while I was preaching, I think I could have been just giving it a whole lot better. So, you know, that's the thing. We don't know what we're doing, but our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. You know, God is always doing something, and He's using us to do it right now. Right now, it feels like that we're skipping, you know, every now and then we hit the right rock, you know, and see God doing it. But we would have never got to that rock if God wasn't doing something in between the rocks. So God is doing something tonight, and I look forward to it. It's good to have my family with me. Samuel, Hannah's the oldest, Samuel and Isaiah. And I got two younger girls, and my wife wasn't able to come. And then we also got a little newborn, 10 weeks old, that we're taking care of, and hopefully he'll be ours. And so we're fostering, and the Lord has blessed us with that little child. And I believe there's a reason for it. So he's come right into an eagle's nest. So God has a purpose. I reckon only ones that I know here is Brother Mark and his wife and his daughter from Ojai Youth Camp. So I met Brother Mark there at the youth camp there, and we had some good run around on the golf cart experiences chasing kids. And so now I want to get out of it because it's going to be chasing my kids. So, but Brother Mark said, he said, I've been taking your place where you ain't been there for years. And I said, well, you wasn't there this year, and I had to take your place. And he's like, you was there? And I said, yeah. But we're just good buddies. So he opened his house up for us tonight to stay over. So we sure appreciate that, Brother Mark. God bless you. My children sings, and so if I got to preach, they got to sing. Don't you agree? All right. Amen. So if they'll come, and I enjoy your music and the talent here tonight, which God is good to you. So God bless you. God, wonderful. Play this bass. Get that microphone on that. Key.
I don't know how to say exactly how I feel. I can't begin to tell you what your love has meant. I'm lost for words. Is there a way to show the passion in my heart? And can I express how truly great I think you are, my dearest friend? Lord, this is my desire, to pour my love on you, like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart. I pour my love on you. If praise is like perfume, I'll lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on you. My dearest friend, Lord, this is my desire, to pour my love on you, like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart. I pour my love on you, for your praise is like perfume. Yeah, I'll lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on you, my dearest friend. Like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart. I pour my love on you, for your praise is like perfume. Yeah, I'll lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on you.
Well, if we'll all stand here tonight, I know it's a week night here, so, you know, us brothers, or ministers, we get nervous on those week nights because you know how it is when we get up here. God gives us something, then we got to squeeze it down here. So we search all day for a nugget, and then we get a nugget and it explodes, and then we got to narrow it back down to nothing. We feel like Gideon, you know. He had to fight, and then he got all these men together, and he's like, all right, I'm ready to fight. And then God says, well, you got too many for with you. And you're like, what? I've never heard that before. You know, and so God had to get rid of all of them. So, amen. But God will help us here tonight. So let's turn over in our Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 31. Well, let's get back up here at 29. It says, and when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it. but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Amen. So no man when he lighteth a candle putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in, come in may see the light. Amen. So let's just bow our heads and talk with the Lord here. And just ask the Lord to just discern our hearts here tonight and what we have need of. We serve an on-time God, and He is a discerner of our thoughts. So I pray the Lord will discern your needs tonight and direct me right to them, and Lord will meet them. All of our needs, how many agree together? All of our needs will be met before we go out those doors. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, we seek for your leadership. Lord, we seek, God, for your anointing and your Holy Spirit, God. Lord, upon this church, Lord, the bride of Christ, Lord. God, upon the word of the hour, Father. Lord, I pray that you would just catch us up, Lord, with what is not right now, Lord. Not what yesterday, but what is tonight, Lord. Father, spiritual food in due season, Lord. I pray, God, that the God of Elijah, God of Abraham, Jacob, will be the same God here tonight. Lord, to discern our hearts and our needs and our Lord, I pray, God, that you just uplift, Lord, lift all the doubt, Lord. Lift off the discouragement tonight, Lord. And I pray that the Holy Ghost of fire, Lord, will come down here tonight and move upon our souls, Lord. Quicken that, Lord, seed that's within us, Lord. Bring it to maturity, Lord. Bring some stimulation with it, Lord. Oh, Father, that tonight, God, will be so lifted up in rapturing faith, God. Lord, our hearts will be crying out, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, we have seen all this world that we want to see. We've heard all that we want to hear of it, God. Father, it's got to be closer than we've ever seen it before, Lord. And Lord Jesus, our heart is wanting to hit the injection button to get out of here, Lord. Come quickly, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just open up your word here tonight. Minister to us, Lord. We pray that you bless the pastor here. And Lord, all the fold that's here tonight. Feed your sheep, Lord, as we give you glory and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. And the church says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. You can be seated. And sometimes, you know, when we give our thoughts to the Lord will begin to take our thoughts to, you know, to what he wants us to think upon. And so, you know, my grandpa was a minister, and he was an alcoholic, and God got dealt with his heart, and he surrendered his heart, and his friends, his drinking buddies said, well, he'll be back. He won't be gone long. But he never went back. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was in a Pentecostal church and was in that for a while till God spoke to my granny and said, why sit ye here till you die? So her and my grandpa moved out of that Pentecostal church that was close by their house, and so he began to set up tents. My grandpa had about five boys and three girls, and so he had a pretty big load to haul with him, tent to tent, for many years there. And so the boys got older, and they was all gifted to play music and singing. So you know, they come to the age that they got out there in the world, and then they begin to play ungodly music and different things in taverns and things. And my grandpa, the tavern that they played music at, my grandpa would go by that tavern on the way to church. And those boys used to be in the car going to church, but now they're in a hellhole playing ungodly music. But one day, my grandpa took his finger and stretched over to that place in that curve, and he says, I curse it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shut those doors down. And praise the Lord, to this day, that place is still there, but it can't be nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, by the finger of God, amen, he cast out devils. And we can have the same faith and the same power. Amen. We just got to get that anointing. Amen. And that stimulation to do it with. And so my dad became a minister, and he began to evangelize. And then my grandfather, he died in 1994. And so my dad was a minister, and he preached a lot of places, but he became the pastor when my grandfather died. And then I was that boy that was running out in the world. And so, you know, parents that's got some older children, I began to go out in the world also. And you know, just if you ain't got it, the world will take you. Is that right? So you better get it before the world will get a hold of you. And so it did, and it took me out in the world. And so my dad was preaching this message on the radio and different things. And, you know, I was hit and miss. I'd go every now and then. But so my dad and mom had come down to it that says, you know, we're not gonna put up with this much longer. We're going to have to do something. So they decided to boot me out. They put everything that I owned in a garbage bag. Wow, that's all I got. And so from that time, the Lord came knocking on my door. Amen. So I think it was because they took a stand. And so, boy, the power of God began to deal with my heart, and it pulled me out of some bad conditions. And so that was in 1996. I gave my heart to the Lord. And 2010, we began to preach. And about two, 3 years later after that, my dad come home from the church in Tennessee on a Saturday. And he and my two boys went up in the woods and was hunting out of a tree stand. And my dad had a massive heart attack in the tree stand. And so the boys got to see their pa go to a different place. Amen. He dropped off that old coat and put on a new coat. And so it was tough at first, but God was with us. Amen. Because it was a shock to us all. And so, praise the Lord, here we stand today. And we're pastoring their assembly in Galax, Virginia, and a little assembly there in Smithville, Tennessee. So if anybody's around that area, amen, praise the Lord, call me and come see us. And hopefully get your pastor with us sometime. But God bless you, saints. I was thinking about, you know, my dad used to be, he'd be preaching. And every now and then I hear him mention this story about, he said, he'd say, and there was a Paul Revere one time, and he jumped on a horse, and he said, he began to go through the land, the British is coming. And he said, but there come a time that he had to get off the horse and say, the British are here. You know. And so I heard that story, but I've never been up into this area. And so, my mind began to go on those stories there on Paul Revere. And I began to think about that. And so while we're in this area, and it come on my thoughts this evening, so I begin to think about some people here tonight that did something that holds a memory to me, that what they did wasn't in vain. Amen. I want to do something that ain't vain, and don't you? Amen. And the thoughts that begin, the ones that begin to come to me, it seemed like the ones the Lord was bringing to me had things in common with each other. And so I just want to, I was brought my attention to this little story here. And, you know, Jesus is standing amongst a bunch of believers, mixed audience there. And he began to condemn them because of their unbelief. Is that right? And he was trying to give them eternal life. He was trying to let them see the works of God. Amen. And they wouldn't believe it. They're too starchy. They're too churchy. You know, denominationalized. You know, traditions hides God from man. And so they couldn't see God. It was just seeing a young boy in the area and just a man there. But and then Jesus, you know, I'm sure this stimulation began to get into him, and he began to think about some men that took some journeys in their life. Amen. And he says, I tell you what, he said, my mind goes back to some men. Amen. And some women. Hallelujah. That wouldn't believe, you know, the word in that day. Amen. And God used them to preach to them. And he says, I tell you what God's going to do. God's going to bring them into your day. And he's going to judge you for your unbelief in your day. Wow. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm not preaching through an interpretation here tonight. Amen. But, amen. You know, he come under that anointing and began to preach about Jonah and the Queen of South. And it's been about a month ago. I was going back from Tennessee to Virginia, and just the thought come up on my mind about that Queen of South. And I begin to think about it. It's like, you know, I wonder what the world has got, what kind of information they got on that woman, the Queen of South. And so I went to Google, you know, and I begin to see what they said about her. And it's and so I begin to look into it, and there wasn't a whole lot to be said about her, but there was they had said that the original story came out of the Bible, which I knew that, and read about her life and different things, and the prophet began to preach on it. But it says, and then the Quran got a hold of this story, and they began to add to the story. And so I thought, well, if the Bible was the original word, then they had to get that from her, from the Bible. But they began to take the story and add to it. And I read their story, and it was just far-fetched. And then, you know, there's two other literatures, I can't remember their names, they got a hold of the story, and they began to add to it and said that she had a kid by Solomon, and all of this happened, and she, you know, and so it just went on to way off. And so, and I thought, wow, that's amazing, you know, because, you know, she done some great things. I don't know how long it's been for you to read it, but I began to study it, and I thought, you know, she did a great thing, didn't she? Amen. Her heart was stirred. Her soul was stirred. Amen. She had a church. She had a pastor, but she wasn't getting fed. She was starving to death. Is that right? Because she wasn't seeing a living God. That's what we need to see, is a living God. Amen. Hallelujah. David went down there to kill that man because he wanted them. It said he did that they would know that their God was a living God. Amen. David didn't go down there to show that he was a big guy. He wasn't a big guy. He didn't go down there to show that he was a champion. He was kind of agitated that the children of Israel, God had won so many battles that they was sitting up there, amen, hallelujah, like a whipped puppy. And it disturbed him. That one man down there, one devil down there, had all of them whipped. And if they looked at Saul, that was head and shoulder above them all, and said, in other words, why ain't you down there? You're the captain. Why ain't you down there fighting? And no, everybody was scared. So he went down there to show that he had a living God. Amen. You know, there's some daddies in here tonight. We need to show, amen, hallelujah, that there's a living God. That the devil ain't going to get our children. The devil ain't going to get our pastor. The devil ain't going to get our church. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I serve a living God. Amen. He ain't going to steal my joy. He's not going to steal my birthright. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so her heart was stirred by the men that were coming in from the long journeys from the east. And so she began to hear about this living God. And so, you know, she began to get some scrolls, and she's like, I'm going to make this journey. I'm going to go see what this is about. And, you know, and we know by the message of the hour, you know, our pastor in our church tried to discourage her about it, you know, and he says, well, don't you know your great, 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 great grandmother went to this church? You know? But it wasn't doing nothing for her. Amen. She was hearing something. I pray this church will get stirred, that they'll hear something. Amen. I've already heard a couple that get stirred that they want to hear. They want some real meat.
Yeah.
They want some real word. Amen. I tell you, you start talking about a God doing things, that'll stir my heart. Praise the Lord. It ought to stir. Praise the Lord. And so that's what we need is a stirring. It brought a woman from three months' journey. Her heart got so stirred about a living God. She's like, I'm going to make this journey by myself because I want to know if it's real or not. Praise the Lord. This is a queen that had anything. She could ask for anything, but this wasn't going to be an easy task for her. But she got so stirred. She says, I know how long it is. I've searched into it. Amen. And I'm going to go anyhow. Ain't no devil going to stop me. Praise the Lord. I'm going in a rapture and ain't no devil going to stop me. Praise the Lord. It's real. Amen. It's real. And I'm going to get there. Praise the Lord. No Laodicea is going to stop me. Praise the Lord. So she began to make preparations for her. But the thing about it is, she's like, I'm not going to, what if it is real? What if it is real? Well, then I ain't going to come empty handed. Amen. I'm going to give something. If this is real, I'm going to give everything for it. Because there's a great value in it. Church, this is real. And we ought to put our all in it. Amen. We ought to put our houses. We ought to go bankrupt giving it to this church. Because we'll not lose a thing. Job didn't lose a thing. He got more out of the end of it than he had in the beginning. We can't lose nothing, church. We can't even lose a chair that we can't get paid for. The prophet had the chair over there. Amen. So she's like, I'm going to bring something. And we realize, amen, that in even Jesus said in a place there, he says, she has spices that nobody else had. Good spices. And she brought gold and all this with her. And so she's going to make a journey into this land where there's robbers and thieves. It didn't scare her. Huh? It didn't scare her because she had a determination.
Hallelujah.
She had a deep determination. Amen. She realized, amen, amen, I'm the queen of the South. Amen. I'm not just a woman. I'm the queen of the South.
Amen.
And I'm going to believe that I can get there. Don't you realize you're the queen of Jesus Christ? Amen. We're going to get there. There ain't no devil can stop us. Our name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And nothing's going to stop us. Nothing shall separate you. Amen. And praise the Lord. She started the journey. 3 months. Now she had to go in the nighttime. Well, that's the worst time to go when there's thieves and robbers. Right? That's the worst time to go. I mean, she had gold. I even looked on there. They says the gold that she gives Solomon. You know, let me just talk about the criticism they gave her. They said, oh, if it really happened, if there was a queen of the South, then it would be in the more, we would have heard more about it. If she really give Solomon all this gold, which would be in the millions of dollars, then it would be written somewhere in history. And you know, and they would say, well, if she even existed, if she even made the journey. You know, that's the criticism. Amen. They'll be shocked when we leave here. Amen. Praise the Lord. If there was an Elijah, if there was a prophet, he surely wouldn't be in America. You know? Praise the Lord. But there is. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there was a queen of South. And she did make a 3 months journey. And she did get through all that darkness and bring down all that gold. She didn't lose one chunk of gold. She didn't lose no spices. What she left with is she had it when she got to the destiny. Praise the Lord. God watched over her. He kept her from all of those thieves. Amen. When a thief come forward, he said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You get back over there. This is a train of gold and spice coming up there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She got there. Praise the Lord. Is that right? She went through the midnight. Praise the Lord. All the dangers. Yeah. Amen. And when she got there, praise the Lord, her heart was stirred. Everything that she heard was true. Ain't that nice, church? We haven't heard nothing false in this. Everything that he said is in the Bible. Everything that that prophet, everything that, oh, we got a greater than Solomon here, church. Amen. We're living in a capstone age too. We're living in a golden age. Amen. Hallelujah. We're living under the same anointing. And she said, how happy are the men that sees this every day. Oh, sees this glory. You know, she even put Solomon to the test one time. She had some men dress up as women. Huh? And she had them go before Solomon, thinking he wouldn't catch it. And when they went by him, he said, wait a minute here. Oh, them ain't men, them are women. Vice versa, or whichever one I told you was. Amen. But he caught it. Brother, we got the same discernment. It's God. It wasn't Solomon. It was God in Solomon. Praise the Lord. Is that right? I think I know what I am. I'm a man. But this world don't know what they are anymore. They're trying to change their identity. They're confused. Amen. It's insanity all around, brother. Amen. They're shooting. There's killing. Amen. There's divisions. They're redefining everything that was original. They're changing it. Because it's showing what they really are. So they want to change it. But I'm glad what I am. I'm glad for what God has made me to be. I wouldn't trade my place with you. You wouldn't trade your place with me because I know my calling election is sure. I don't want to trade with them because I know I've been called. I know I'm a predestinated seed of God. That's where you ought to be. Hallelujah. We don't need to impersonate one another. We need to be thankful that God has called us to be in this message. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So think about it. She went through the midnight. Because it's too hot during the day, she went through the night. All that gold, all that, she give it to it. She give it to Solomon because it was worth it. What she seen was real. And this, and the prophet said he not only told her her answers, but he told her her questions. All that was in her, which was hard questions, was revealed to her. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and so all the critics says, if she even existed. Well, what about Jesus? Thousands of years later, Jesus comes up and says, hey, what about that Queen of South? Oh, everybody forgot about her. But God didn't. Hey, brother, that's enough evidence to me to know she's alive, she real, and she made that journey 3 months. He says she came from the utmost parts of the earth. She came a long ways, church. Amen. It's worth it to come a long ways to see a living God. Praise the Lord. She came in the spirit, but when she got there and seen it, she became a true worshiper. Worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to be a true worshiper.
Absolutely.
Is that right? All right. Let's think about another one that just came on my mind. We could talk about John the Baptist. He took a journey. Amen. In a whale's belly. But let's think about for John the Baptist just to save time just a minute. I thought about him today. His soul was stirred by the message that God had put on his heart. Is that right? I mean, that's why he was in the wilderness, wasn't it? Amen. He didn't go the same way his dad and mother was trying to get him to go. God called him out at a young age and drove him into the wilderness. Is that right? But his soul was getting ready for an announcement. It was getting ready for a journey to make a message. Is that right? Amen. And his message was prepare the way of the Lord. Is that right? Amen. And I was thinking about that one time and I thought, you know, that's kind of like what I see on the interstate sometimes. You ever see this little vehicle that's got this big gala sign on it? Wide load. And I'm like, That ain't a wide load. Right? It's just a little GO, a little car. Amen. A little bitty truck. And he's got a light on it. And he's making an announcement. He's trying to tell us something. But how many times do we get in our car and says, get out of my way. Right? Because he's a little guy. Praise the Lord. Well, John the Baptist was a little man, but he had a loud voice. Yep. And he was that warning to let them know there's something that's coming.
Yes.
Amen. There's something greater than I that's coming.
Amen.
Oh, they missed it because it was just so little. It was so backwards, we would say. Oh, we looked at his looks and said, oh, just be quiet and get out of my way. You look like a monster. But they was ignoring it. Amen. How many people ignores that little truck on the interstate and then they ignore it and then all of a sudden they see the wide load and they don't know what to do? Right? But God made an announcement, but they didn't hear it. Praise the Lord. But think about the wide load that was coming. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And here come the wide load. So John the Baptist was a little man that was going through the land and he was screaming out a voice. Is that right? Amen. And then here come Jesus. What a load that was. Right? Big load. Heavy load. He had everything. That's right. He was all of God. Have we ever seen a load like that before? Brother, he had everything on that load. Amen. The Bible says all of God was in him. He had power with him to raise the dead. He had power with him to open the blinded eyes. He had eternal life with him, brothers and sisters. Amen. He had resurrection with him. All the power that God had was in that man. Even though he cried, but he was more than a man. When he called that man out of the tomb for 4 days that had been dead, it was Jesus Christ. It was God in flesh. What a load that came to us. Amen. What a load that he had on his shoulders. It was my sins. It was my sins. I'm glad I didn't ignore John the Baptist's message. I'm glad I heard the message. Prepare the way. And I'm preparing myself. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm preparing myself to get rid of my load and put it on the Lord. Let's don't feel sorry for Jesus. He didn't want us to feel sorry for him. He wanted us to be happy that he died for us. He wants us to be happy and free and excited and jubilant and just so full of joy that as a somebody that took our place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I couldn't have died for you. My blood wasn't the work, but God's blood worked, church. It was God that done it for us. What a load it was. Is that right? So he went through the land crying out, trying to give forth eternal life. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He had so much truth and wisdom, they couldn't figure out where he got it from. Even at a young boy, right? Talking to those theologians. And they were like, my, where did this come from? Oh, that was that big load. That was behind John the Baptist. If you would have listened to it, you would have caught the revelation. How about the elect that was standing there saying, oh, what about Elias? He said, what do you mean, what about Elias? He's done come. He done come. Yeah, church. You know, wonder when the revelation struck him. He done come. Yeah, he done come. Huh. If he's done come, what was he saying? I'm preparing the way of the Lord. And Philip says, where is the Father? And Jesus says, you know, I've been with you this long, and you're asking silly questions like this. Where is the Father? I've not been. You've not seen all of these works. Amen. And you're not seeing. Your eyes are not open. You're not catching it. Tom, it's church. It's time for us to catch it.
Yes.
Amen. We need to see what's been in our midst. We need to catch what this is about. Amen. This is the last age. Amen. This is a time for a rapture. Amen. This is not a reforming age. This is a time to get out of here.
Amen.
God has prepared the way again. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So now I think about Paul Revere. I wonder how many messages y'all have heard about Paul Revere. Amen. But his soul was stirred when he had heard that the enemy was coming. Is that right? Maybe the reason he was stirred is because he didn't want to go back to the yesterdays. He didn't want to go back to the old ways. Huh? Where he was captivated by a religion. Captivated by something that was denominated in the people. And it was worth screaming about. Praise the Lord. And it was a midnight ride. It was in the dark hours that everybody was asleep. But it was worth to get on a horse and act crazy. It was worth it to get on a horse and to wake people up in the midnight hour. They're in sleep in their beds. But I want to tell you, isn't it a time for us to wake up? Isn't it a time for us to be stirred? Because the enemy's coming. The enemy's approaching. Amen. But I want to say it like Paul Revere. He had to get off and say, they're here. I want to say, hell is here. It's all around us. Laodicea is here.
Yes, sir.
It's all around us.
That's right.
Right? But we don't have to go down. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have to go down captured by that same enemy. So, you know, his soul was stirred. He heard the enemy was coming. He went forth shouting, trying to warn the people. He took a ride on a borrowed horse. Is what I heard. It was what I searched out today. His deacon let him borrow the horse. Praise the Lord. Amen. Deacons let your pastor borrow your car. So he could scream and shout. Praise the Lord. But you see, he was trying to warn the people. Amen. He took a ride through the midnight hour, right? Trying to get them to wake up. Wake up. Is that right? And get ready. Kind of like the bridegroom cry. Amen. Coming in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. They're all asleep. And he's trying to wake them up. Why wake up? Because there's a message. Because there's something that's worth waking up. We can't sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to get up. Hallelujah.
Right,
praise the Lord. Amen. There's an enemy approaching us. Amen. But don't, he said, anoint your eyes with eye salve. Right? All these stories might be running together, but that's okay. I told you, they're common to each other. Amen. Is that right? So he's trying to get them to wake up and get ready. Amen. Get out of bed. There's something worth getting out of bed for. Don't let your enemy catch you unaware.
Yes.
Let's know that they're coming so we can expect it. Is that right?
That's it.
It's kind of like the prophet of God says. He says, you can't help the birds from flying by. He said, but you can have the shotgun behind the door to keep them from building the nest. Right?
Yep.
Amen. We don't want all of that thoughts right here building the nest. We're not Satan's trash can. Huh? We don't need his doubts and his trash. Amen. Is that right? We was just at a restaurant just a few minutes ago, and there was three holes for trash. And I was trying. I want the devil like that. I want him confused. Which hole to put it in? You're not putting it on mine. Is that right? I'm not the devil's trash can. Neither are you here tonight. You can get out that door and go find somebody else. But how about let's send him to hell into somebody else? Amen. And say you go back to hell like the prophet told him to. Right? Praise the Lord. You know, I was telling my children today, you know, all these shootings just in the week that we've had. Boston had two shootings, two different ones, yesterday morning or the day before? You know, all these shootings going on. You better be ready. The enemy's here. Is that right? Amen. Bullets everywhere, brothers and sisters. You better be ready to go. Huh? Amen. We don't want to be asleep. Amen. We need to be ready now. We need to be ready before we go out that door. Amen. Hallelujah. That if we see a bullet, amen, and we take that bullet, hey, a Christian can't die. but a sinner can. Amen. I want to know if I got a bullet in my chest, I'm going to my other body. Praise the Lord. Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to know that I'll be okay because I'm a winner either way. Praise the Lord. I'm a winner here or I'm a winner dying, going to my other body, brothers and sisters. Let's be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the way I understand, this is back in the 1700s, right? Paul Revere. So they didn't have a switch that turned the light on. Huh? They had lanterns. Praise the Lord. They had to get out of bed and find a lantern. Honey, did you move the lantern tonight? It took a while to get some light. Is that right? Amen. You know, and it could be out of oil. You know, and then the wick could be dirty. And, you know, and it's a bad time in the nighttime to be trying to figure out where the oil's at and trying to find the scissors where to trim off the wick. Amen. And see if the glass globe is dirty. It's a bad time to do that. So if they would be ready in the daytime, because we know the enemy's here, we know the spirits of the Laodicea is here, but our eyes are not blinded, we're not naked, we know who we are, and we know what we're here for, we know who we are, where we're going, what's the purpose of it, and we're ready. We're ready. We're ready to get out of here. Our shoes are on our feet. We're eating the whole lamb. We got strength to make the journey. Right? So I'm sure they had to trim their lamps, you know, to get some light. Because I'd hate to meet the enemy in the darkness, wouldn't you? Amen. I hate to meet the enemy in the darkness. So thank God for Paul Revere's message. Praise the Lord. Thank for God for somebody that would get on a horse in the nighttime and scream like a maniac and get people out of bed so souls wouldn't be lost, so innocent men and women wouldn't be took down. Is that right? Took down. Hallelujah. You know, they only had a musket back then, maybe one bullet. Praise the Lord. But they got many bullets today. Can you say amen? The devil's got many tactics today. He's got internet. He's got TV. He's got all kinds of movies and video games and all of this and that. Amen. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, God is able to deliver us out of all. If we got our lights on, if we got our lamps trimmed on, and got the oil burning in our soul. But if we ain't, we could be right in the midst of that. Captive by it. Is that right? So if they was prepared, amen, watching and ready, waiting, then all they had to do is strike the match. And they had light. Amen. And they was prepared for the enemy. Is that right? They were standing at the door and saying, right on. Don't you stop here. Is that right? That's the way we need to be doing. Amen. Because the UPS trucks comes and tries to bring a package of rattlesnakes, of demons, a box of movies, huh? Praise the Lord. A box of bad things. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're at the door saying, oh no, not here. Not today, Satan. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a friend in Tennessee, and he's become like a daddy to me. And so, you know, he just got the news a while back that he had colon cancer. And so, you know, I'm like, I lost one daddy. I'm not going to lose another one. Amen. I'm going to put up a fight on this one. Is that right? Praise the Lord. And I'm just trying to encourage him. And so they took out part of his colon and did good success. But they said they got a little bit of cancer in his liver, where it went to his liver. And so we're just as a church praying, amen. And he sent me a picture there when he was in the hospital, and I looked and he had a hat on, and it said, "Not today, Satan." I'm like, "Where did you get that?" He said, "Somebody bought it in the hospital." I said, "That was in the hospital?" I seen a statistic the other day that half of the Christians in America don't even believe that there's a devil. Right. My, well, they need to reword that. That ain't Christians. Amen. Every Christian ought to know there's a devil. Can you say amen? Because the prophet of God says when you decide to follow Jesus, he said every enemy of the devil's on your back. The target's all over you, right? Amen. So we know that. Amen. And so, you know, they trimmed their lamps and they was able to see their enemy approaching. Now, I would just like to go to one more. Aren't you glad God sent us a prophet? Praise the Lord. I'm glad God sent a prophet. Amen. Amen. Can we see that flashing light? He's preparing a way for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's don't ignore the fact that God has sent us a flashing light to warn us. This time it's not yellow, it's red. It's red to catch our attention that we better be ready this time. Amen. Tribulation's approaching. Tribulation is approaching.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We can feel it in the air.
Amen.
We can feel it all around. The ocean's full of bacteria that's eating flesh. The sharks are moving away. Amen. Onto the coast. The volcanoes are just bubbling, waiting to explode. Amen. Earthquakes are happening all over the earth. Can you say amen? Oh, this ought not to scare you. This is say, oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, my day of redemption is growing closer. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. We're seeing the government changing. You know, it's just unbelievable what they stand for today. It's went back to Balaam, taking their children and killing them. Is that right? Amen. The way I understand that there was a Balaam arch that they had in the White House yard a while back. You know, this Jonathan Cain, I don't know if you've studied much about him, but man, he's pretty amazing of the things that he's watching. And I'm like, does this guy know the message? You know? But he's thinking a revival's coming. Oh, Lord. I want to scream to him and say, hey, you better get in the revival. Amen. If it's coming, it's already here. I would love to tell you there's a revival. There's people that's having a revival right now. We know what is all this is about. We're surprised you're seeing some of these things. And you don't know the message of the hour. But, you know, these things are so real to us that it seems like the world knows that the end is coming. Is that right? But look at their globe. It's dark. It's not clean. Look at their lamp, no oil. Huh? Praise the Lord. They ain't got no light. Amen. It's darkness all around. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad. Amen. But what was the prophet of God doing? He took a ride around the world 7 times. Praise the Lord. Screaming and shouting. Get ready. The Lord's coming. Praise the Lord. These seals are going to come open. Praise the Lord, when these seals come open, brothers, amen, it's the end time. Oh, the Lord, day of the Lord is approaching.
Yes,
we're here, it's the end time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, is that right? He was like Paul Revere screaming it out.
Hallelujah.
Wake up.
Hallelujah.
Amen, anoint your eyes with ISAF. Playing church is over.
Yes.
Come on, church, and playing church is over. Get sin out of your life.
Amen.
Be ready to meet the Lamb. Oh, he's coming, he's coming.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Is that right? He's trying to call out a bride to come out of their captivities. Come out of her, my people, is that right? And hear the midnight cry. Oh, glory. My grandpa had a broadcast going over into foreign fields there, and he was selling land, amen, to play that prophet of God's voice out there, and he named it the Midnight Cry. That's special to me. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the Midnight Cry. Amen. There's somebody going through the midnight. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, brothers. We're screaming. It is midnight. It's the evening time. Amen. It's getting a people ready for a third Exodus. Oh, hallelujah. We better eat this lamb. We better have a good appetite. Huh? We better be eating the tapes. We better be eating these messages. We're here. The fivefold ministry is perfecting a bride. Is that right? Perfecting a bride. They without us cannot be made perfect. But we're perfect. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they can't be perfect till we get with them. Is that right? And so they're waiting on us. Israel's waiting on us to get out of the way. Oh, I say, you know, and we see the times of the hour, you know, just like in Lot's day, you know, those men were beating on Lot's door. They were pushing the religion. They're pushing their ungodly living on Lot's door. Hey, to me, you've crossed your grounds. When you cross that gate right there, you're trespassing, Brother Mark, right? You're on my yard. Get off my yard, you know? But they were on his porch, and they was with the doorknob pushing with their ungodliness on Lot's house. They're coming, church.
Yes, sir.
It's coming.
Yes.
The denominations are opening their doors to it.
Amen.
Amen. And it's coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But I say it like this. You keep pushing.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You keep pushing because you're going to squeeze us out of here.
Yeah.
It squeezed Lot out of his house up into a mountain. But I tell you, I'm not a Lot. I'm an Abraham. I'm the elected seed of God, and I'm going out of here. You can have all this world. Amen. You can have every bit of it because I got another home. I'm looking for a city. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the midnight cry, brothers and sisters. Amen. I think Paula Revere was trying to make 7 miles journey. Praise the Lord. Brother Bram made 7 church-age journeys. Huh? Praise the Lord. He didn't quit on the 5th one. He didn't quit on the 6th one. And he didn't stop us on the 7th one. And he never said, hey man, y'all can't make it. He said, we can make it. He said, we're going to make it. Is that right? Amen. And God even let him get over there into that other land. Amen. Is that right? Amen. And he says, is these Branhamites? Is these Branhams? He said, no, them are your converts. Is that right? And he seen a group of Paul's group, and he says, whose group is that? He says, oh, you know, well, this is Paul's group. He said, my. And I might have got that a little bit mixed up, but he says, you know, I got a question. Did Paul's group make it? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm following a prophet. It's a good question.
Amen.
And our prophet was following another prophet. Because it says, if an angel comes back and preaches anything while Paul's preached, let it be a curse. And Paul says, if I come back preaching something different than I've already preached, let me be a curse. If I've changed my mind, you stay with the word. Is that right? And the prophet of God says, did Paul make it? I got one question. Did Paul make it? And he said, Paul's group's here. He said, then my group are here. My group will make it. And he looked at that group, and that says, and the group says, and we're resting on that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. I hear something that's familiar to me. I'm part of that group, and we're resting on that. How many can say that tonight? We're resting on that. Praise the Lord, I'm resting on it. I'm kind of like that man that was tired in his body. Amen. Through the night, amen, through the day, he could struggle with this log trying to get it, and he was just too weak. But in the midnight, he began to dream a dream. And God spoke to him and says, you don't have to struggle with that. Just roll it over there to the water. Just roll it over there to the water and get on it and ride it to the log yard. Amen. And he got on it and he's like, this works. And he woke up in the middle of the midnight out of that dream and he says, I'm riding on it. I'm riding on it. Praise the Lord, I'm riding on it. Paul Revere was riding on the horse, riding on it. The prophet of God was riding on that message around the world. It works. It's taking me.
Yes.
Amen. Little Queen of South, she was riding that camel.
Yeah.
3 months. This hurts, but I'm riding on it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And here we are in our Cadillacs and Escalades and BMWs and Mercedes, and we can't get to church. And it feels good. And we got the AC up. I'm riding in it. I'm riding in it. Well, are you going to church? Is your lamps trending and burning? When you get to church, are you going to sing? Huh? Are you going to be discouraged? And be a pull in the church? or are you going to be like the man? I'm riding on it. I'm riding on it. I'm resting on it, church. I'm resting on this message. I've sold out because I found confidence. If God can vindicate it with a pillar of fire, I'm resting on it. That's all I need to know, because God don't make mistakes. If he vindicated, I'm resting on it. I got no doubts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I was listening to Straight as the Gate this morning, trying to prepare for the service tonight. And something caught my attention when the prophet of God says, he's talking about straight as the gate, and there's, you know, there's the way. And he began to come, talking about the rapture, and he says, I doubt that 12 will make it. Oh, I about fell on the floor. Huh? I told my kids that today in the car, because I want them to know how serious this is. We talk about a rapture like it's an easy thing that everybody's going to do. But when he said 12, I know some good godly people, church, and I know more than 12. And I'm not putting myself in those 12. So what's going to happen here? Now that ain't totally absolute, I don't reckon. Huh? Because how many here tonight can say, I'll be there? Well, we're already over 12. What are we going to do? Is anybody going to back out of this thing? Come on. Let me go. Back out so I can go. Huh? No? I don't think we have to do that. Prophet God says, if anybody's going to make it out of this town, you tell them it's going to be you. Huh? He said, don't you ever say I ain't got faith. You say I have great faith. I have great faith. I'm going to make it. Praise the Lord. I'll be one of those eggs in that dozen. Amen. But I don't think it's going to be 12. Huh? I believe there's going to be some bride of Christ that's going to come out of this last age. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because I'm claiming my family. Yes. I'm claiming my church. Amen. Amen. I believe in a supernatural God. Yes. I believe in a phenomenal God. Yes. Amen. I believe God that can change things. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, Hezekiah was going to die. But he hit the floor and humbled himself and began to cry out, my house is not in order. And God sent the prophet back in there and says, all right, you got 15 years. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, what about us? Don't we have that power? Yeah. Amen. Let's put our house in order. Yeah. And let's say, God, amen, I want to be like Rahab. I got more I want to get in my house. Amen. I got more I want to claim. Yeah. Can you say amen, church? Yeah. I got a neighborhood I want to claim. Amen. I got some people I want to claim under this message. We got the power to do that. Speak the word. That's what he said. Speak it. Be a Hattie right. Say the right word. Have that word and those testimonies on your heart. And be ready to be inspired to say the right word. Amen. A little testimony here. Amen. We was going from Virginia to Tennessee. And let me start with this. We got 5 children. And my wife is just a good mother. And she just wants to keep mothering, keep mothering, keep mothering. I can wait on grandchildren. But she likes to see the babies and likes to, you know, see them grow. But so she's like, well, let's foster. And I was like, well, okay. And so she's done a lot of things for me, so I want to do something for her. And so we began to pray about it, and so we went through the classes of doing it and different things. And so we were going down the road to Tennessee, and I pass a car that's got a baby's head on it. And it was, of course, fake, but it was looked like a dead baby's head. And it had a dagger coming out of it. a knife coming out of it. And I was like, what is that for? And I'm, in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't know why anybody would do that. And so my wife sees that, and she's like, darn, that just made me sick. She just said, I turned my stomach. Why would anybody do that? Well, we're living in an age, they'll do anything. Is that right? I mean, you got these hellacious television shows, these movies. Amen. I walked in the house one day to work on a house, and me and my boys, and we come in the house, and all the way around the walls was these posters of video movies of chainsaws, blood everywhere. On the coffee tables, there's skulls in there. And I thought, well, maybe it'll be different in the kitchen. All in the kitchen. Maybe it'll be different where we're working. All in the bedrooms. Just that atmosphere everywhere. You know, brothers and sisters, amen. The hell's here. It's all around us. That's why it's so hard for us, you know, to get on our knees and just get that atmosphere around us. And so my wife seen that, and it just kind of turned her stomach there. And so 30 minutes up the road we're driving, and we get a phone call. And it says, we got a two-day-old baby boy. Will you take him? My wife, just her face blotched up, says, yes, I'm coming back. She dropped me off and went back. Now, I look at that, and I'm thinking, we seen that. Illustration on that car. And she said that in her heart. She grieved at that. And I thought, Lord, she had a desire in her heart for something. But did she say the right word? Did she think the right thought that God give her the desire of her heart? Same thing with Hattie Wright. She's sitting there hearing something. She's inspired. And all she says, that's nothing but the truth. Hey, God seen a desire in her heart, and he liked what she said, and he said, she's going to have it. And he told the prophet, tell her anything she wants. She can have it right now. Huh? Now, what did she ask for? Souls. Amen, is that right? What was Abraham doing? Souls. Lot, his fallen brother. All through the Bible, it's souls, church. Brother Abraham says, you want to see a Holy Ghost believer? He said, you want to know why I'm saying 12? He said, because you show me one person in this town that is constantly on their knees crying for the abomination. Who is crying out for sin? Who is stirred by sin? Who is wanting to see souls saved? And we're talking about that at the door. Amen. Let's don't build a wall around us and get, amen, in here. Hey, let's tear down the walls and let's reach out to souls. Amen. Go for our fallen brothers. Go for souls, brothers and sisters. Amen. We have the power to speak that word here tonight. Every chair to be full, full of souls here tonight. Is that right? Let's get stirred. That we'll go in the midnight hour and start speaking, Brother Mark. I want my brother saved. I want my brother saved. I claim him, Lord, here tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for their souls were stirred, Lord. Oh, that little queen, God, rode across those valleys and those hills in the nighttime on that camel, Lord, because her soul was stirred. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you would stir our hearts here tonight. John was stirred, Lord. He was so stirred, Lord, he got anointed. And Father, God spoke something, Lord, that got his head cut off. But Lord Jesus, I pray here tonight, Lord, these stirred other hearts. Lord, Paul Revere stirred other hearts, Lord. And we thank you that you've sent us a voice in this hour that has stirred all of these hearts here tonight. And God, I pray that it will keep us stirred. Lord, as the eagle stirreth the nest, Lord, may we little eaglets want to get out of this nest, Father, and go cry out, Lord, Oh God, may we go have some eggs ourselves, Father. May we go hatch out some churches, Lord. May we, God, the bride get stirred here tonight, Lord. Oh Lord, that we'll go crying out, speaking with the desires in our heart, Lord Jesus, nor in our lips, nor in our ears to hear, Father. I pray, Lord, that you bless the needs here tonight. Now, God, I believe you're here. I believe you've spoken, Lord. I thank you for the freedom that we felt, Lord, to preach the word, God. I truly feel at home here tonight. And I ask now, God, that you would search out the hearts. Search out, Lord, the desires that are laying in the people's hearts, God. That they can just have the right desire with this anointing that's here, with this spirit that is here, God. And Lord, if they would have the spirit, Lord, the right compassion, Lord God, you'll come by their way. And you will touch their hearts, Lord, and say, I like that spirit. I like that spirit. I'm going to touch you, and you're going to have what you asked for. Almighty God, the prophet of God says, notice, he didn't say if you pray. He said, ask and you shall receive. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we're little messiahs. We're little gods. Let us speak the word. Adam could speak to the wind. He can speak to the trees. He can speak to the animals. Oh God, may we speak to the conditions that's in our homes. May we speak to the condition, the atmospheres that's not right. Oh Lord, that Satan stirred up. We have the power to calm that stirring up. Lord, to back down and let the Spirit of God move, Father. Lord, Holy Ghost, move in our assembly here tonight. Holy Ghost, stir my heart. Lord, I want to trim my lamp. God, Lord, give me more oil. God, I don't want to go out. I don't want to burn out, Lord. I want to stay stirred, Lord. Let my light shine. Oh, light my candle, Lord. Oh, God, let I can see where I'm at here tonight, Lord. Oh, it's got to be close than it's ever have been, Lord. It's time for the bride to look up. Oh, Lord Jesus, may we make our claims quickly. Lord, hold to those promises, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let the power of demonstrating be here tonight. You do the work, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, take this audience here tonight and do what you want to do, Lord. Father, Lord, bless this pastor, God, as he comes, Lord. I pray that you'd use him, Father, for the rest of the service, Lord. We give it to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, God, we believe the power, Lord, is here. Lord, it's here, Lord, that if we needed another earth, we can speak it. Lord, if we need another soul, we can speak it. If we need healing for our body, let us speak the word. Cry in the midnight hour, Lord. Scream it out, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. Lord, scream it out. I'm saved, and I know I am, Lord. I receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Is it working? Hey, let's just worship him right now. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's in the house. A little girl, people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said, she is only sleeping. And as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say, he is in the house. Oh, death has to flee. Oh, there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Speak the word. Praise His name. He's in the house. I was like that little girl. I was dead in all my sin. But then Jesus touched this heart of mine, gave me life within. Now I am just a house of clay, but ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. He's in the house, oh, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Oh, now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Amen. Let's just praise Him. How many believes He's in the house right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With our heads bowed. Does anyone here just, you understand He's in the house, but you feel like sometimes the house gets so full of stuff. Worry, doubt, storms, things, clouds. Your house is full of nervousness, anxiety, whatever. How many just wants that bright light and warmth of the sun of the Lord Jesus to come into your house right now? Would you raise your hand and say, I just want to have another filling of that warmth. Just raise your hand to Him. Lord, we just close with this. That same Jesus, the same Jesus, who healed the little girl.